Sunday afternoon, you can mix a church, a bar, friends, and a cause. The church is First Christian Church in Fayetteville, and the bar is George's Majestic Lounge on Dixon Street. You select your friends, the cause, raising money and awareness for Seven Hills Homeless Center in Fayetteville. Sunday afternoon, the second annual Seven Hills Shelter Jam will bring the Ozark Howlers, Biggins, Los Pejos, and the Cape Brothers together to George's to play from about 1 to 6. Amy Blackman, the chair of outreach at First Christian Church, says her group seeks ways for a small church to make a big impact.
To really make a dent in what we feel like is a huge need at Seven Hills, we wanted to involve the community a lot more, both in raising awareness and in raising funds, obviously. So, throughout the year, our church outreach team does a lot in terms of, you know, providing food at Seven Hills, as well as community suppers over at Trinity United Methodist. We do, you know, Christmas outreach kind of projects, that kind of thing. This is just our one big kind of emphasis in the summer.
Organizers say they've made a few tweaks since last summer's inaugural event. Not quite as many bands, but longer sets. Again this year, the bands are donating their time, the bar, the space. Event sponsors have been recruited to help pay the minimal operating expenses. And Amy Blackman says the silent auction is gone.
Because that's more about coming and getting stuff for yourself. And we wanted to make the event more about giving. And, you know, you pay some money to get in, you have a good time, but then there'll be opportunities during the event to give a little bit more and buy a bag of groceries for someone or some medicine that they need for a chronic illness that otherwise is going to get worse.
Ryan Pfeiffer, the senior pastor at First Christian Church, says his congregation's connection to Seven Hills extends a community-mindedness that he thinks can be traced back to the church's founding in 1848.
The young minister who started that church was a big believer in local community causes, and in particular, education was his big thing. So he helped found the Arkansas College for Men and Women here in Fayetteville, which kind of helped set the stage later on for the University of Arkansas being land-grant university here. So there's been a deep connection with this community, with other congregations. We helped start Cooperative Emergency Outreach, Butterfield Trail Village Retirement Community. We are deeply involved with Seven Hills, have been since its beginning. Obviously, St. Paul's was the one that started that, but we kind of partnered with them a little bit later on. And the congregation just sees that as a natural tendency of who we are as a community, that we be involved in the broader community, and that's part of the fabric of who we are.
All proceeds from the door and commemorative T-shirt sales will be directed toward the Seven Hills Center and their services. Solomon Birchfield, the director of operations at Seven Hills, says like most nonprofits, Seven Hills' budget is lean. Money raised through the efforts like Sunday Afternoon Shelter Jam can help divert resources to other Seven Hills projects.
The day center really is designed to help meet the basic human needs of people. So we serve two meals a day there. We have a couple hundred people that receive their mail at Seven Hills. People take showers, wash clothes, use the food pantry, get new clothing. All of those basic human needs that you and I do at our house happens at Seven Hills on a daily basis. So we do always need supplies. These cool early mornings we've had the last week remind you that the fall and winter season are upon us. So we do need tents and tarps and sleeping bags right now. Our food pantry, we just recently converted the food pantry to a client choice model. That's where an individual in need gets to come in and pick up a small shopping bag and select the items off the shelves that they can cook and that they like.
And he says there are many ways to help a program like Seven Hills. All are welcome and appreciated. He's glad there can be one like Sunday's event to help when he's asked, how can I help?
And usually the answer is, you know, you could host a food drive or you could host a supplies drive or come down and volunteer at the day center. But this is an opportunity to say, what I'm asking you to do is hang out with a couple friends, get a couple beers, listen to some fantastic music, and that's how you can help Seven Hills.
The second annual Seven Hills Shelter Jam, Sunday afternoon at George's Majestic Lounge on Dixon Street in Fayetteville. Doors open at 1. The final band, the Cape Brothers, scheduled to finish playing music around 6. Tickets are $10 and can be purchased at georgesmajesticlounge.com. We'll let Ryan Pfeiffer, senior pastor at First Christian Church, have the final word.
We're able to do what church communities need to do, which is give back to the community. And when we've already got a good organization like Seven Hills that's on the front lines, we love to support that and know that that lives are being changed because of the compassion that's being shared.
This is Ozarks at Large.